4CY Radio, simulcast on K4HD Radio, W4VET Radio, and we are also located on iHeartRadio. You can follow me, The Pipe Man, anywhere on social media under Pipe Man Radio. And we have a very special guest today from across the pond in the UK. And as you know, those of you who listen to our station, listen to our show, we actually have a huge following in that part of the world as well. And, it's actually pretty amazing. We have some pretty powerful and empowering people on that side of the world. And this is one of them. Her name is Gabriella Trevelle. I was going to try to do the middle name, but I think I'll butcher. Gabriella Guglielminani Trevelle. But she'll correct me when she comes on. I didn't want to butcher it, but I think I did anyway. She's an author, speaker, visionary, and coach who educates women about their feminine cycle and helps them gain confidence, authority, and fulfillment from their body and in life. Flying Inspiration helps women reach an understanding of themselves by personal sessions, intensive days, or through workshops where this wisdom is shared within a group. So I'd like to welcome to the show, Gabriella.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you for having me today. And you did well, by the way. My name is Gabriella Guglielminotti Trevelle. Well done.
There you go. You said it a lot better than I did, though. And I know you were born in Italy, so I'm assuming that one that I was butchering is the Italian part of the name.
Yes, I have a double barrel name, so... my full surname is Guglielminotti Trevelle, but it's a mouthful, I understand.
So tell me about this flying inspiration. I love that. Fly with the feminine. Of course, I'm not feminine, although we have some feminine, because we all have some feminine. But tell us about this.
Yeah, well, Flying Inspiration is actually was born a few years ago. And the purpose of it was to express myself more. And I started my personal journey several years ago, actually almost three decades ago, in the personal development world. But 5 years ago, in 2010, I've been enlightened more about the feminine path, or if you prefer, female or feminine energy. And you said it right. Even if you are a man, Dean, you still have a feminine part. So we all have both. But for women, to develop obviously their female part connected with their feminine cycle is very important to feeling fulfilled, feeling great in their body, and to be more connected and feeling more powerful than we normally can be.
That's great. And, I know Flying Inspiration is a space where women can explore their inner potential. And tell us, what is the difference between the inner potential for the feminine opposed to the masculine?
I call it like this, exploring your inner potential, because... I was one of the many women out there who doesn't really know much about herself, and I didn't know much about my body and how my body impacts my life on a daily basis, except that, of course, we are all aware we have a body. But I never made the connection that if you are a woman, your female cycle or feminine cycle, or call it menstruation, has a huge impact in your life on different levels. It's not just the physical, of course, physically, because we know women do bleed every month if they are in their in the years where they're menstruating. But it's a much deeper impact that the cycle has on the women's bodies. being an emotional impact, psychological, and as a consequence, obviously mental, and obviously if you take it further, it has a spiritual impact too.
Sure.
I didn't know anything of this until I was way in my 40s. And so I can say I know life without this awareness and how life can be for a woman with this awareness, and it makes a huge difference. Hence me starting coaching women to spread the message, because this should be grounding, simple knowledge that every woman should be handed over when she comes of age, or she becomes fertile, or starts menstruating. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen. I mean, I'm talking generally in the broader sense of things. And also in our Western society, there isn't much talk about this subject. For some reason, it's still considered taboo. These days, possibly, we talk more leisurely and more comfortably about sex rather than menstruation. But of course, the two are strictly related to each other.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to ask you something, because, you know, it's funny that you should say that, because I have somebody that has had a show on our station that has a book called The Period Party. And basically, it's in a similar realm that what you're talking about, of instead of making the menstruation be celebrated and to be aware and what have you. Now, my question is, we're making a, you know, and I'm not sure on your side of the pond, but on our side of the pond, we're making such a big deal nowadays about, you know, the... what makes a woman or what makes a man, and, you know, we're having a lot of things over here in the States where, you know, they're talking about in stores not having girls' clothes and boys' clothes, not having girls' toys and boys' toys. And I think a lot of people, in my opinion, you can tell me what your thoughts are and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're putting the focus on the wrong areas. I think clothing, toys, stuff doesn't determine whether you're a boy or a girl. I think there's a lot more to it than that. What's your thoughts?
Well, yes. I mean, let's say that there is a conditioning that goes on and has always possibly been going on in society, because whatever age, whatever continent, whatever country, whatever era we are in, there is some sort of conditioning, because we tend to be living in a society, okay, as humans. We don't live on our own, except for a few exceptions. So, of course, the moment that you live in a society, in a community, there is some kind of conditioning, even just because you have to have some customs, right? Otherwise, it's anarchy. So, okay, there are some habits that then, on a broader scale, of course, it includes some conditioning, and so, you know, we deal in certain way with girls, in another way with boys, etc. But what I'm suggesting is possibly it's time for our society, talking about Western society, to look a bit more, a bit deeper, and not so be so superficial about basic subjects that actually mark our life. We all born thanks to a woman who menstruates, and obviously being fertile gives birth. We all you know, go through the same transformation in life. If we talk about women, we go through our, you know, childhood and puberty, then we become fertile, and so possibly motherhood. Then a woman then proceeds towards menopause, and then the, call it, I don't know, crone years, or however you prefer to call the later stage of life. For men, it's slightly different, of course, but anyway, we all go through those phases in life. So there is a deeper meaning to that is pertinent to all those stages. And I was born in Italy, as you said, in the 60s, and I had, let's call it as a kind of normal upbringing, with normal schooling and kind of type of normal family, etc. But I was never really talked about those basic subjects that every person should be talked about, like kind of, you know, your body, how it works, and then your sexuality, and how then at a certain age you start, you know, having relationship, and how you deal with the other gender, and all these things. Of course, this can be very personalized. It can vary from individual to another, and it can vary from a different, from a culture to another one. But talking broadly in our Western society, we don't talk about menstruation. We don't talk, we don't, there is now in schools, there is more kind of, you know, some session concerning the physicality of it, but that's it. We don't really tackle the subject, forget the spirituality of it, we don't really tackle it even on an emotional level. You can, what you can find in media, of course, lots of advertising for you know, menstrual products, but it's almost like kind of, oh, well, that helps you to make your life normal, because actually it's almost inferred as something not normal when you are menstruating. Also, the other big thing is, you know, oral contraception that has changed women's lives so much. But again, it's all some kind of a gray area, which is still personally impossible between the GP and the person. But social media doesn't, or the media in general, really still doesn't talk about this subject openly. And what happens is the only thing that is talked about is stuff like PMS, premenstrual syndrome, which is, again, which is something which is inferring that something negative, there's something not right with you if you're a woman, you know, suffering from that. Or, of course, for women who have problems with menstruation, then it's all doom and gloom about, you know, all the possible pain that you can go through, etc., etc. And then the only offer is you numb it with some kind of drugs, and it's all dealt in the, let's say, scientifically by doctors, who happen to be, surprise, surprise, majority tend to be men. So my question is, how does it happen that we as women, we don't talk about this subject, and why don't we take it in our hand? At the end of the day, we have this female body, and we should know better.
Absolutely. So now you have a new book out, Antarctic Odyssey, A New Beginning, An Inspiring Story of a Woman Reborn. Maybe you could talk very, because we only have a couple minutes left, you could talk briefly about that and then tell people how they can buy the book and how they can visit your website and check out some of your services.
Yes, that book is actually my story of how I came out of divorce and then ended up on an expedition to Antarctica in 2008. And it's my personal inner journey that happened with me while I was down under. It's quite an informative book about what can happen in a woman's body, mind, and spirit. And people can find it on my website, flyinginspiration.com. Flying being like the fact of flying, F-L-Y-I-N-G, and inspiration, like having an inspiration, flyinspiration.com. And I would invite either men or women to possibly check the website and find out more about this subject, because either you're a man and you want to maybe assist your partner more because she might be in pain or she might need some more information, or you want more information for yourself to be a good partner or to be a good man or to reconnect with your feminine part, or you are a woman and again you want to discover more about yourself because it should be your birthright, feeling empowered in your body and knowing what your body has got for you to feel great, not to feel like kind of well, it has to be fixed because it's not right the way it is.
Absolutely. Well, I am so thrilled that you're helping people around the world with this because you're absolutely correct. And I think sometimes society puts taboo on things that just really shouldn't have taboo, that is just a normal way of human life. And let's face it, without the female and without the menstruation and everything else, we wouldn't even be here. So I'm very happy that we had you on the show, and I'm very happy that you give all the help that you do to people around the world. And I strongly encourage our listeners to check out your website, to buy your book, and, you know, really start to empower themselves and put away those society taboos. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, my pleasure. You've been listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man, and this is The Pipe Man. You can follow me on Pipe Man Radio anywhere on social media, and we are broadcasting live on W4CY Radio, simulcast W4VET, K4HD Radio, and also iHeart Radio.